Hey, it's White Boy Chris. If the pat-downs ever made you laugh, then join our Patreon and support us. Get bonus content, a t-shirt, or an autographed copy of Rabbit, Miss Pat's autobiography. Visit MissPatComedy.com for the link to the Patreon, and while you're there, join our Facebook group.
Welcome to another episode of the pat-down, and we fucking crazy. We got Queesha in the house, we selling pussy, we got Chris with philosophy. We fucking wrong with you?
Did you make me do a spit take twice now?
Y'all gotta listen to the episode and see why I think he got leftover dick in his throat. Listen to that.
That's not gonna be on the episode at all. Literally didn't talk about that at all.
You better get up, get out, and tune into this podcast. Miss Pat spit the truth, spit the real fact. Nothing but the ugly, classy at the same time. Pat got the flavor, these are not your same lines. That's the politics, she been on the real grind. It could be pretty but ugly at the same time. Just tune in, put your lock on the spin down. Ain't no need for the wait and turn it up now. What you talking about? Is it real though? And cut the game, you get no play like Nintendo. You waste the time, turn it up, nothing but the ugly. Straight off the top, everything she say, you know it's funny. Full blast, this a taste of the future. Listen on your iPhone, on your desktop computer. Share it, tweet it, ain't no way to beat it.
Didn't have any water.
Yeah, she has water now.
Yeah, she called me as I was pulling in. Can you get some water? I'm like, I could have. You called me 20 minutes ago.
I got stuck in traffic on my way here. I was going to be 15 minutes late. She calls me at 1:10. Can you get some water? Yeah, I haven't eaten, so I'll get some peanut M&Ms. But none of that Dasani water. I want a case of Evian or Smart Water. So, make sure your mic's on. So, I go three fucking places, and I'm like, finally, I'm like, she's getting Nestle, and I'll get her two bottles of Evian. So, there was no cases of, and I'm, well, meanwhile, everybody else is sitting here waiting.
Yeah.
She'd have got that gas station joints that have been sitting outside all day.
Oh, that should have done that at the Speedway.
I was like, yo.
That shit is horrible. The sun done beating it down on that plastic.
I don't know who buy that water. They'd be sitting out
I
there all day.
I don't know who buy that shit. People don't
looking
drink
like
that
a crackhead.
I need to Venmo. I'm going to Venmo you. How much do you want to tip?
No, I don't know. Don't Venmo me, motherfucker. I don't got no Venmo.
I am not buying you water. I'll Cash App you.
No, don't Cash App me, motherfucker.
How much do you want to tip?
It's just like white people give you something, then take it back, then say you poor.
This is not a gift.
It was a gift. If you stopped and got it.
I am not DoorDash. This is not Grubhub.
If I was you, I would reclaim that water.
Well,
if it's not a gift,
mouth,
it's mine.
I already drunk some. Open your mouth. You want it. This water going to come out in color.
$25 it is. Mm-hmm. You want Grubhub, you get Grubhub prices.
I would like to thank the lady who came out to the San Antonio show. Come on, Queesha. And brought the lovely panty liners.
Oh, what's up, Queesha?
Hey, hey.
I would like to thank the lady who brought the lovely panty liners. I've never had the always to go all the way in the back of my ass, but they was wonderful. One problem I was having at the
you
back,
get the short panty liners.
I got a long ass.
You have nobody grub up those for you.
Nah, she came into the shop and I was like, girl, why are you walking like that? She's sticking her like, I got on two goddamn panty liners. These motherfuckers all the way on my back.
And they ass got, they kept sticking in the crack of my ass hair. And then when I pull them, they were pulling my ass hair out. I said, whoo, I don't need these good panty liners. I don't need two of these. You know them cheap ones. You line them up in your drawer like a choo-choo train. It'd be like three, four of them.
Like those plastic runners on a shitty carpet.
No, I don't understand.
Well, yeah, that's how it be. That's how it'd be like three, four panty liners. Because I'm fat, and by the time I squeeze my thighs together, I just destroy the panty liner. I had the motherfuckers in a chokehold. But not these. These motherfuckers, I put two of them bitches out, they grabbed my asshole hair, and I got out and walked across. Whoa, this motherfucker got my hair back there. So I'm digging in my ass trying to get my hair out the liner sticker.
They should hire you at Pampers to be like a panty liner tester. No panty. Our panty liner can even stand up to Miss Pat's ass hair.
Or we just fix her leaky vagina.
Fuck you, bitch. Your shit leaked too.
No, it don't. Not that type
of leak. My shit was an accident.
not like a Katrina down there?
No. I laugh Katrina. And I piss. You don't laugh and piss?
No, nah, boo-boo.
She be lying about her pussy. She swear she got the bad pussy that fuck. She thinks she got something that
period.
What is that? What's that motherfucking name? That sunshine pussy. Remember
I do sunshine pussy? Harlem Nights.
Yeah, Harlem Nights.
I ain't never coming home.
I ain't coming home no more. Put your mother on the phone.
Period.
I got that pussy too. Whoo! And it rings.
Something wrong with her.
I got that rain shower pussy.
That does not sound like WAP to me.
That's the worst summer. That's the worst Summer's Eve flavor too.
No, oh dude. Hell no!
Rain shower, the worst flavor of Summer's Eve, rain shower pussy.
How oh, you know?
God.
He you said eating flavor pussy? Like he be eating this shit.
You eating this pussy? I don't think that's chemical.
I hate these braces.
You hate? Yeah, you got braces.
I do.
Unless you got dick lip.
I already had some DSLs. Now they
do you have the palate expander where they put the key in and turn it?
Oh no, I just need to fix the gap on the side. I pulled my wisdom teeth.
Nigga, what kind of holes you been fucking where they crank the mouth up?
I had the worst teeth imaginable. I had braces from third grade to eighth grade.
Oh yeah, damn, I got 6 months.
Who was your daddy and mama? Animals?
Yeah, basically. Have you ever seen the picture of me when I was a kid, my teeth?
No, I saw your picture at your house. Oh my God, y'all look like, you know who they look like? Remember we did that episode on the man who was fucking the next door neighbor daughter who ran off with him?
Oh, you talking about, yeah, that little special we watched.
So
what is the special we watch? He was like,
abducted in plain sight or whatever.
That's what his family looked like, the family next door.
That was like the third or fourth episode.
What was his name? Lord, who was
B. The,
B.
B.
His dad looked like B back there in the picture. Ooh.
He was cute.
It's on my Instagram. No, I look like Alfred E. Newman.
He was cute.
Look at that.
Curl by. You could park a
like SUV.
I still think he was cute, though.
Thank you.
It wasn't that bad.
You actually look racist on that picture.
This is the first school picture I got after my braces, and I didn't want to show my mouth, so I just I didn't want to show. I was embarrassed.
Chris, let me see that picture. Yeah. Chris, you have always looked like a lesbian. from the first day. From the first day. That looked like a fat girl with the wrong haircut.
It does. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you do.
You have
right.
always looked like a lesbian.
He looked like Buzz from Home
Alone. You sure you got trapped?
You know, I look like
this bitch asked, "Are you trapped?"
Are you kidding? The disrespect from this woman.
Yeah,
I was not only was I 45 minutes late today, I was 30 minutes late to an appointment yesterday because she goes, "Hey, I'm outside. I need you to convert this video," and then so she always has Ramon come up and knock on the door, and then
because I want your shitty ass cat smelling my ass
yesterday. All of the crack babies came with her, and they walk in, and they all
don't
go.
Don't call my motherfucking baby no crack baby.
That's what you call them.
They got names now. They've been
adopted. Always had names.
I don't remember which of the kids walked in and goes, "This place is small." I was like, you know what? I don't have time for this. I didn't say any of this, of course.
Did they say that?
Yeah.
That your house is small.
Yeah. God and then damn, immediately like took over the TV. My future stepdaughter started crying because they turned off Dora. So then they took over, started watching some YouTuber that he just screams the whole time. The first time they were, she came over, I was like, I had cleaned furiously because I know whatever she sees is going to be on the podcast. So I'm glad you didn't go in my room, open any doors, go into any of the closets. Cause it was like, I had 20 minutes to panic clean to Miss Pat proof it before I heard about it on the pat down. So she found the only family photo
goes, on the wall.
Look at these.
And these ugly ass cat.
And the cat.
Fucking cat on the table, on the stove. This nigga got his pussy. What a grit supposed to cook at? I'm like, you're nasty.
Who eats? No, good and hell well, Chris don't cook no grits.
I hate grits.
You hate grits? What? Yeah. Don't tell me you're a cream of wheat nigga.
Listen to her.
Don't tell me you're a cream of wheat.
Tell me he ain't a cream of wheat nigga.
Don't tell me you're not a cream of wheat nigga.
What does that mean?
You eat cream of wheat?
No. Ugh. No.
Are you a nigga?
Oatmeal? Yeah.
Are you a nigga?
Yeah. On the advice of my attorney, I'm not supposed to answer this. So listen to her. That she walks into my house and starts yelling at my cat.
Get your ass out of here. Oh! This motherfucker ain't staying.
And that cat got the biggest booty hole. I think somebody been sticking their finger in that cat. Look at that cat booty hole. That motherfucker booty hole ain't no. You know how most booty holes have an entry point where they look like they tight. It just be open. And you look
it's
clean
gone,
up in
Dion,
your
Dion, it's gone from I had a moderate dick to a tiny dick to basically it's an any to now a trap. What did you call me? And now I'm fucking my cat.
What? He didn't say it, but he was implied.
You're right. I should stand up for myself because where...
It's a little implied.
I didn't say you was fucking your cat. I noticed that the booty hole on the cat has been dealt with.
The booty has been dealt with.
Real I noticed that man. It been the chair been popped on the
to
cat.
To be fair
hole.
To you, Chris, she does know about people playing in people's booty holes.
You're right.
She has a history.
Yeah, it was funny. This is the first and last time my cat has ever been called the N-word.
And somebody's raping your cat. You need to get him into counseling. His asshole is screaming, I've been open.
Next thing you know, it's going to be living next to Dion with a little rope around it being walked.
Uh-oh.
That fucking asshole was outside yesterday.
Yeah.
Cat just sitting at the end of the driveway. I fucking hate that guy and his cat. It's just so weird.
So, question is here because we're going to announce the winner of the...
Yeah,
the big areola contest.
Yeah. How many people hit you up?
It was a lot. Over 100. Well over 100.
And they said
and they was
what?
All about well, the first few of them got cussed the fuck out.
I'm
sorry, the first few people got cussed out. I'm sorry, but I ain't nobody gonna just call me no black bitch. I'm like, you need what? Who the fuck is this? Why y'all keep on inboxing me? But the people who follow directions, so I had to be, it was so many,
she,
so I was
no,
like.
No, she called me, she said, why everybody in the pack now call me a black bitch and I need my areola? So I said, oh, that episode came out today, I forgot, they want you to get them free tickets.
Yeah, I'm like, bitch, you didn't even tell me what's going on. Like, y'all know how bad I was about to cuss these people out, or how bad I did. I said, Pat don't care about y'all. So... And I've already, well, everybody should know you have to be in Atlanta because we're not flying nobody out.
And what were the tickets for? Remind people.
The tickets are for Miss Pat's Netflix comedy special that she's shooting in Atlanta at the City Winery on August 21st. So there are a few tickets still left. So you better hurry up and jump on there and get them because their
first show is sold
first
out.
Show is definitely sold
out. What keyword should they use?
They already used it.
Oh, no. Don't inbox me calling me no black bitch with over. Large areolas. None
that was
that
the key
shit.
Word.
That was the key word. So if you didn't use those exact words, you're not going to be, your name is not going to be called.
Okay.
So we got two. How many winners we got?
We have two winners.
Which is each one to get two sets of tickets.
How did we decide the winners? You decided the winners.
Yeah,
I decided the winners. I just put their names in a drawing, the ones who actually followed the directions.
Yeah.
So one of the, this guy was hilarious because he was like, you black bitch with large areolas, I need it. And he just laughing at that shit. And I inboxed him, who the fuck you talking to? So it's Carlos Parker.
Carlos Parker.
Okay. And then there was a girl, she didn't say shit. She was like, black bitch, I need it with the hand. She didn't say Miss Pat said none of that shit. The ones who was cute that was trying to tell me, well, Miss Pat said to say this. Sorry,
I would
didn't
never
follow
say
directions.
This to, never say this to anyone.
Yeah, yeah, that's what they were saying.
What is her name? April Prentice.
Yeah, April Prentice.
April Prentice.
And we're gonna post it inside.
So you guys get to do a meet and greet with Miss Pat. You must be in Atlanta. If you do not contact me today. This drops Tuesday. This is Tuesday. So contact me today or I'm going to
drop
give it to somebody name. Else.
No, no, we're going to drop their names in the pet now.
Yeah, we're going to drop it in the pet
now. No. We're going to drop it in
the group.
The in the group. In the crack
no,
baby.
No,
okay.
No, they won't.
You know you won. All right. But you have
you
to contact us.
And
you
got
to be in Atlanta. Two tickets. Meet and greet with Miss Pat and you get to watch the show.
Really
you also have to bring her water. So.
And panty liners, not the long ones.
I don't like the wings because they stick to my side thigh.
And some Olive Garden.
You know how Olive Garden wine. You know how I knew that Miss Pat showed up to my apartment? Because Raymond knocked on the door.
Raymond, go knock on that door.
Oh, yeah.
He said, Raymond, die for me. I ain't ready to die yet. I got a show tomorrow.
Fuck yeah. Well, Juma.
She was walking down here today. Raymond! She was just fucking with him. She didn't want nothing.
I didn't eat
that poor kid.
Yes, I said, I just want to call your name. Raymond!
he's the nicest kid.
With a knife.
No, when somebody put in a pat down with Saisha, said, Raymond said, not today, Saisha.
She said she had thought she had forgotten her phone charger in my apartment. And I was like, Raymond, she didn't. He goes, well, she said she did. And I go, I'll go out and talk to her for you so you don't get in trouble. And he goes, thank you.
I was like, that bitch ass nigga ain't keeping my motherfucking charge. They cost too much. Yeah. It's funny. So, I guess we'll talk about my trip to Disney.
After this break.
We got a break, Nick?
We got all kinds
of
breaks.
I hate breaks.
I know.
Much breaks.
We got to take breaks.
All right, after this break. All right, back from the break. So y'all know I just took my family and a bunch of friends. It was about 26 of us to Disney, which we're going again next year. We're going to invade Disney with Blackness, the resort. I think I'm going to pitch that to as a TV show. Miss Pat, bring color to the resort. Because there's no color on the resort.
Really?
Yeah. So we stay at the Contemporary, which was really nice, which they pissed me off. So that's why I made that post. They pissed me off. They fucking customer service. They made me fucking mad.
I'm a terrible friend because when I saw that post, I went, yes. This is going to be a great episode.
Fuck you. So they arrive on the Mickey bus because the Mickey bus pick you up. And I was like, yeah, got to experience the Mickey bus. So that's my first mistake. They pissed me off at the Mickey bus because they didn't put my family on the Mickey bus. They put them niggas on the regular charter bus because there was so many people going in Disney. So Disney had to charter bus to get everybody to the resort. So they didn't get to be on the bus with the Mickey Mouse upside the walls and shit. So that's my first.
They couldn't just, you know, print some out and tape them on the walls?
A Mickey bus. It's all covered in carrots. It's really cute. It's nothing special.
They only have one?
No, they got a bunch of them, but it was so many people in 4th of July going to the park. So Disney brought in all of these charter buses to charter everybody to the resort because as you get on free. So I get there, and we walk up. My family pull up. I'm there before them, and everybody get out the Mickey bus. We walk in, and immediately we get noticed because we're black and we all got on our Disney shirt. And the white people are like, what the fuck is going on around here?
It wasn't the yelling.
That's it.
Problem. Hey, boom! Hey, we on the Mickey bus!
Clip my toenails!
So we walk in the resort and the first thing they said was, are you guys a reunion? I'm like, nigga, no!
And then you also had matching shirts. Talk about the shirt.
We had matching shirts, which is these shirts, because I do shirts for everything. And they was like, are you guys a reunion? No white people. Are you and them four white babies a reunion? We on fucking vacation, nigga. Leave us the fuck alone. And we kept getting asked when we was a fucking reunion.
It's because of the shirts.
They had shirts.
You do
too,
something
nigga.
That draws attention and then get mad that you're getting attention.
No, well, everybody have shirts at Disney. Oh, no. Well, I have an airport shirt. This was our airport shirt.
So, two shirts.
No, we had four shirts. Fuck you.
We had a Mickey bus shirt. We
had an airport shirt.
A leaving the airport
shirt. A leaving the airport shirt. We have a shirt for everything. So we get there, and the resort is really fucking nice. But when we get there, I mean, Disney property costs a lot of money for a week. The fucking TV was broke. My TV was broke. So I'm like, how the fuck you break my TV? So the lady who, how the fuck you not notice the TV is broke? Make a long story short, she sent up a charcuterie board.
I don't even know how to say that, to be honest with
you. The one with all the meat on
it
and the cheese.
Oh, yeah.
What is it called?
Charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
Yeah.
Charcuterie board. And the motherfucker got white people hair in it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Now, how did you racially profile this hair?
Garyana told me. So I
well,
we'll go to our racist expert on scene. Garyana reporting live.
Now, wait, to their defense, you could have had some white people hair in your head too, because ain't no telling what I put in that wig. Right.
No, but it was brand new. We opened it. It was a long piece of two strings of blonde hair laying over in the cheese and cracker. And I'm like, Oh, hell to the motherfucking nah. Y'all put white bitch hair, real white bitch hair, because this ain't real white bitch hair, this Indian. You put real white bitch hair on my cheese and cracker, nigga. I don't eat white people hair.
What hair do you eat?
No hair.
Okay, all right.
Public hair.
Public hair, right, yeah.
Pubic, that's pubic.
I said public.
Oh, I don't eat no public hair. My husband shaving nuts. But anyway.
Thanks, Manscaped.
So I call her and I said, well, they put white people hair in my motherfucking cheese and cracker. She's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I said, no, I'm calling the motherfucking manager. So I called the manager. I meet him downstairs and he was like, what happened? I said, you got white people hair over in my motherfucking cheese and cracker. He said, okay.
Not let
correct
me
response, sir.
No, let me hook you up.
Let me. I am.
And he never asked me my name. I said, oh, hell no, Disney. I'm pissed the fuck off now. So then I go and I go. My husband's like, I'm missing my drawers. I said, what you mean you're missing your drawers? Come to find out the Mickey bus man left my fucking two suitcases at the goddamn airport. I was like, oh my God, my motherfucking red bottom slippers is in there. They're going to steal my motherfucking shoes. So I run back to the airport and the man said, well, we found these bags on the curb. I was like, what?
Wow.
What? So I called him and I said, hold on, bitch. Y'all left my motherfucking shit on now. My shoes was over $1,000. My slipper. Yeah.
And you don't, like, your one vice, as you talk about, is bags. Were these, like, really nice suitcases too?
Yeah, you left my motherfucking new Disney bags. They're my new Disney bag. So I tell the man, he said, well, what did it cost you to get back to the airport? Nigga, I got to rent a car. He said, well, $50 do you good. I said, really, motherfucker? And I hung up the phone on him.
You didn't take the $50 or negotiate up to $75?
Man, fuck them niggas. I was pissed off by
them. You have their phone number? Let me call them. I need to be reimbursed for all this water.
I was pissed off. We didn't even go to Epcot. We didn't even go to Epcot. But when we went to Disney and it rained us out of Epcot, which we had 18 tickets to Epcot.
They ran you out?
No, it rained out.
Oh, okay.
And it was park hoppers, right? So I spent a lot of money on those tickets, but we didn't go. So we ended up, Universal was the next day, and that was the best shit ever. We bought the VIP passes. Oh, my God. I got to get Courtney on the phone. VIP pass was, first of all, you get breakfast, and it's laid out. And it's in the house Marilyn Monroe fucked Kennedy in, right? And it's roped all around and it say VIP. And so we walk in there, 18 of us, 18 niggas.
And this is at Disney, right?
This is at Universal.
Universal, okay.
Walk in there, ain't number white people. And I love to invade white people's space when they be like, what the fuck these niggas do? Are they ball players? But ended up being a ball player in there. It was another black family. He was a ball player. He used to play for the Colts.
Thaddeus Young.
His family was there getting a tour too. It was the best shit because your breakfast is laid out, all carved meat, then you come back for lunch and then you pick dinner anywhere. But the rides, I was a little embarrassed with the rides because they bring you through all of these back doors at Disney when you VIP. These secret doors, nobody really see you until you just pop up and everybody like, who the fuck are these people? Are they famous? Are they ball player? Are they football player? And then Courtland was like, don't look them in the eye. Don't look them in the eye. And then I could see the
Game of Thrones.
I could see the people trying to figure out who the fuck is these 18 niggas that's jumping all of these lines. I got noticed like two or three times in the park. Maybe three times at the most in the park. But other than that, we just jumped the line. It was so fucking good. So Universal kind of saved it for Disney because I got rained out.
Universal's better than Disney.
Well, Disney got better properties.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Disney got better properties. And when you got smaller kids, you got to go where the kids can get on the ride. I put Saisha on the ride. She was throwing up every motherfucking ride. Kiara was throwing up. Courtland kept riding the Harry Potter ride. Everybody coming off that motherfucker throwing up at him. And people cross-eyed it. Junebug was like, Mama, you need to tell him to sit down somewhere. I'm dizzy. Junebug was dizzy. Everybody was sick except Courtland. And his wife.
What is the Harry Potter ride?
It was on that motorbike that he be riding in the air. And they cut off all the light. He said they just drop you in the flow. And then they take you back. Woo, like 100 miles. Then they take you for a woo. And I was like, you think I'm going to get on that? Nigga, it's a bitch at the little Poe Park down here in Indiana. You heard about that? Who her heart ripped on a philosophy ride.
What?
It's a dinosaur philosopher.
Philosopher ride. Don't that mean fast? Oh,
velocity.
Velocity.
The Velociraptor, you know.
Fuck you, Chris. Nigga, you know the fuck I'm trying to say.
I do now.
Get her heart ripped.
It took three or four questions, but we got it.
Right here in a little amusement park that these niggas just be putting up by themselves here in Indiana. She was 47 years old. She got on the ride, and the Velocifer ride split her heart. Nigga ain't getting on that shit.
I'm guessing it wasn't the ride. It was probably the Wendy's the every day for 30 years.
I don't know what the fuck happened. I just know I don't fuck with Nessay Velocity, okay? I stay my motherfucking ass on the ground.
Her death certificate said Velocity, right? No.
The Velocity.
What's
ride?
The cause of death, coroner? Velocity.
Well, how you pronounce it?
Velocity.
Well, that shit killed that lady. Yeah, I ain't in that kind of shape, nigga. I used to eat Popeye. You can't be eating no Popeye, you know, no motherfucking Velocity rides. And so I keep seeing the light flick.
Did you pay your bill?
That's a good fucking question.
Yeah, that remind me of childhood.
Something like, nigga, go to Disney for a week. Ah, we can pay the light bill
next
month.
So we're going back.
Shuffle this around.
I see why you bought the water.
Fuck you, Dion. So we're going back 60 deep next year, about 60 people deep. You going, right,
going,
Chris?
Going, yeah, we're going.
Yeah, well, Chris is going and joined the black people on Disney. We stand on the resort. And y'all going too, right? It ain't but two of y'all. Y'all can afford this shit. It ain't but two of y'all. Ain't no baby bring the calendar. Maybe we get cameras where we get them some discount. We're going to Disney, and we bringing a couple of hoes with us. Quisha got some hoe friends that coming with the thongs in the ass. And I do not, Quisha.
I'm going to wear mine too.
Don't you wear that shit on no Disney property and scare them white folks.
A slingshot.
Don't you wear no motherfucking slingshot.
A whale tail.
My
patch.
Kids gonna be there too.
Don't wear that.
They're used to.
They gonna be like the niggas at the pool. We ain't going down that. I went down a water slide with my friend Karma and that bitch. Oh. She went down that
motherfucker. You went down a water slide?
Yes, because she talked me into it.
What'd you that do with your wig?
No, let me tell you. She went down that motherfucker, her whole wig fell off. Her wig went to that side of the pool. All the white people turned around. And I hate to see it.
Octopus.
It was so funny. They had like they didn't see her wig, and this bitch got cornrows, and she's trying to swim over there to get her wig. Her husband just walked out the pool.
She didn't tell me.
So I go down, and she's like, go down. I say, I really don't want to do no water slide, because this ain't what I do. I said, okay, I'm going to go down. Man, I went down, that motherfucker, that bitch was so fast. I had my glasses on and my wig. I'm holding my wig. Nigga, nobody told me when you go in the water slide, it slides you directly up under the water. Nigga, I'm
You better be glad that wig didn't come off.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I got off.
Is the glue that, let me ask, is the glue that strong that it'll stay on?
Mine wasn't glued down.
But I sold that bitch good, though.
But I had a Disney hat on, so I was holding my wig so it wouldn't fall off. But my glass was all upside down, and I'm up under the water. I was like, I couldn't get my foot in. I was like, bitch, I knew I shouldn't have listened to you. My old ass going in that goddamn water slide. And I don't know if I felt like I had grease on my booty, because I was just, woo, woo. I can't stop.
It was already slippery. She ain't had that panty line on.
I had that panty line.
I think your ass hair would have gripped onto something.
Panty liners and bathing suits.
Yeah, I did. Nigga, I wear panty line anywhere. My pussy get cold. But,
coat pussy?
Cold pussy, cold.
Oh, I thought you had a little coat for it.
Sometimes my pussy died and I had to heat it back up. So,
it dies out. What is it, dinosaurs?
Well, he got to get down to the Heimlich.
Huh?
Your husband got to do the Heimlich.
Ain't nobody got to do no Heimlich. Ain't that when a nigga choking and you get behind him and squeeze him?
Mm-hmm. He just got to suck it back out. He got to suck it back out.
But the hammock is when somebody, you choking from food.
Yeah, your pussy choking for some air. Oh, you got to bring it back to life.
That's the thing that pops on a bike when you're 14.
Resuscitated, then. He needed resuscitated.
Did you say pops on a bike?
Yeah. The Heimlich?
The fuck are you talking
about?
Oh,
hymen. Never mind.
Oh, God.
I was just going to ignore it.
You and the thing, you pop down.
It wasn't a bike in your case at 14.
Talking about the damn thing to go up your pussy and
what go in your pussy on a bicycle?
You don't know what a hymen is?
Your hymen.
But I ain't lost down on no bike, nigga. Bike
you
rape
lost
people.
Just a dick.
Well, who the fuck are you fucking bicycles?
By what? What?
She missed the joke.
People fall by love,
so. I love that I made a dumb joke on purpose and that she's genuinely confused. Yes.
I'm like,
it's the little girls have the skin in the vagina, yeah, hymen. And then
you can tell if they're fucking if it's not there anymore, yeah. If it's broken.
I don't know no
thing that pops for most.
You don't remember.
I ain't never had no skin in no pussy. That ain't right. I ain't had no skin in my pussy. And you ain't gonna tell
only
me
on this show can you go from Disney to hymen.
So I was on this water slide right into my hymen. And
yeah, I just went up under the water and I couldn't get my foot. I was like, oh, I can't swim. I can't swim. And the pool wasn't that deep. But you know how when you feel like you're up on the water, I just couldn't stand up for some reason. When I finally stood up, I was like, bitch, this is why I don't do this shit. And I ran up out of that motherfucker. So we run up out of there. Who is that? What you want?
Charger.
Get out of here. Get your charge and get the fuck out of here. You're interrupting my goddamn thing, letting people see. They might want to come over here and kidnap me. Get the fuck up out of here. They kidnap girls all the time.
You never heard who would kidnap a little girl?
No, she said an annoying little girl.
You ain't never heard of sex trafficking? They'll put tape in your mouth, bitch. I mean, girl.
Edit the part out. Yeah.
They will put tape in your mouth and cotton ball to keep you from talking.
You've raised them right, though. Who would kidnap an annoying little girl?
I know. I hate how they talk.
Kept them off.
Don't got no hood on them. Don't got no hood.
Be the first one jumping in the white van.
Ramon tried. You made me edit the video and I had to take it down.
Yeah, you literally beat the hood out of these niggas.
Right. He goes.
Now you mad they don't have.
You go. And that's Ramon in the background. He goes, what do you say? It was like, what it do or what it good or something along that. Like, I don't remember what he said. You turn around and he goes, you go to a white school. Stop it! I have it on tape if you want to see. The hood being beaten out of the boy.
Oh, that wasn't no what do you do ain't no fucking hood. You know,
you sure yelled at him.
Yeah, he said what it do. They got that shit from Junebug trying to be. Ramon ain't tough. I don't even think Ramon can fight.
Probably. Well, I don't know.
I'm gonna fight with Amir.
You did?
We have some training videos from comedy clubs we could show.
Amir probably. What you say?
He said we've got some training videos from comedy clubs that we can
with you.
Oh yeah, I used to can fight. I can't fight anymore. Back in the day, I'm saved now. You know that's
that is a whole.
I
fucking
almost
lie.
Spit this water on you.
I will fight if you fuck with me.
No, we're not.
Or
we're,
anybody.
We're
else.
Not doubting that part. We're, the save part is what got us.
By saved, she meant I've got like Disney yesterday? Money.
I got saved day four yesterday.
Yeah, I was gonna say because she just tried to beat a crackhead in my shop.
What?
Oh, have you been to Quisha's shop?
We need to take a break and then we'll finish that story. I have not been to Quisha's shop.
So, Quisha have all kind of crackheads. She have like them new bionic crackheads. They're not, these motherfuckers come in. One came in the other day and said, do you want to buy this bar of soap? I said, well, nigga, where the rest of the pack of the soap at? Because it's just one bar.
Was it even a wrap?
You know how you buy a six pack of Dial soap? This nigga took one pack out the bar and asked, I said, what the fuck? You don't even know how to steal, crackhead. Mm-hmm.
That was his personal use.
So,
gross.
I'm over at Quisha's shop, the crackhead. We sitting there, and I was like, oh, this crackhead. She's like, oh, this motherfucker right here look crazy. I said, lock the door, hurry up.
I locked the door.
And then the crackhead walk up to the door, but hitting on the door, bam, you bitch. And I was like, who the fuck are you talking to? So I run outside with the crackhead. Oh
my I ran God. To
no,
the desk.
No, come on. What are you doing?
No, I ran to the mouth. I ran to the desk, and I just picked my gun up. Pat was like, put that shit down.
I'm put like, that shit down, I'll fight him.
No, she grabbed the mannequin stand. Unlocked the door.
I'ma beat your body with this body.
Never seen Mortal Kombat, bitch.
Yep.
I was like, Pat, no, no. And she done picked up cones throwing them at him. He was like, fuck you, bitch. I'm crazy. Shit, bitch, I'm crazy too.
So them yellow cones outside, I picked up and knocked the shit out of them. Now who crazy, nigga? He said, you, and walked off.
Ran off.
You got crazier than a crackhead. You out crazied him as a tactic.
He wasn't that wrong with that nigga. He was just playing like he was crazy, beating on that goddamn wonder. You have to come to Queen's shop because you got bald head hoe, alopecia hoe, lying motherfucker, scammers.
What about the crackhead yesterday?
Oh. Oh. Oh my God, this crackhead walked in. This crackhead walked in yesterday, and I almost peed on myself.
The drunk lady.
So we all standing there, and this man just walked in with a hat on. He walked to the crease, said, "Break my goddamn hair," and took his hat off. And he had he had a receding hairline, just a bald spot. He had two braids in the back. And I said, "Are you for real?" And so he said, "Yo, my
cat got up and walked on the other side."
Being nosy.
And I was sitting, I was like, "How can I help you?" She was like, "You being nice to these motherfuckers."
Yeah, so the other lady said.
So it was like a drunk lady. Like a business owner. Yeah, right. No, it was a drunk lady that is always, she's always super drunk. Pat can't stand her either.
So she was dapping up before she started. Like, the man started cussing quick. "Bet, I got money. I got money." I'm laughing because man ain't got but two plaques in his head. So the crazy lady said, "All right, time to go, nigga." And take out her taser.
What? She took her taser out.
And all I heard was, some frying shit. I'm like, "What the fuck is going on?" And then,
she said,
"Don't taser." I said, "Tase that nigga."
She did. She like, "Tase him." Recording and shit. Peg got her phone like, "No, tase him.
She's like a producer for bum fights.
I was like, "Don't tase him." That lady, she drunk as fuck. She had her lick in one hand and the taser in the other. She like, she was about to tase the fuck out of him.
Oh my God. It was just popping. So mind you, calling there like, "Is this shit real?" This shit can't be real.
I was like,
the man never moved. And this bitch is cranking up this tail. And I'm going on out the door. I'm about to hit you. I said, "Oh, Lord have mercy. This man gonna come back and kill all of us."
Does this happen all
every
the time?
Every day.
Quisha, does this happen every day or just like when
every
she's
day.
There or what?
No, every day.
It's something.
Every
all
day.
The time.
It's on Hill Street, nigga. The crackhead be out there. They be fighting. It's a new crackhead over there, right? It's a man. He's selling dick, right? He got a nice purse, but he's a prostitute.
It's a white man. Now you gotta understand, it's the white crackheads.
They
now.
Got more white crackheads than anything.
Gentrification's moving in.
Yeah, the gentrification.
Even with the bombs. A white prostitute, male prostitute, walk around there with a nice purse, and he just be francing back and forth. I don't know who gonna buy his pussy because the shop is next to a gas station. I didn't even know they buy pussy and gas at the same time.
Oh, he be frolicking up and down. He be sashaying down there.
So,
just really peacocking it up, huh?
Straight on across there.
Oh, we gotta tell you, Quisha's our dean minister now.
All right, very good.
She can marry you for $30. Oh, Lord have mercy. The bitch called me and told me she took the ministry test. The crazy part is she ain't never been to church.
Now, that's a lie. I'm born and raised in the church, but
I bet you don't know the Bible.
I bet you I do.
Well, what do you say when somebody get married?
Oh, I don't know that shit, but I'm going to know. I know it.
You passed the test.
You say hairdo. Look, you say hairdo.
I'm ordained minister. Y'all need, you need to get married. I got you.
And she's, Dion said.
Somebody tried to charge $500. I was like, bitch, look online.
Dion said, when you marry the people, instead of them saying hairdo, they say, "You say hairdo, and you say hairdo."
So you did this for a friend?
Yes.
Are you getting married? Okay.
I did.
Yeah.
And then she can marry you. All for
legally in 46 states.
What four states are we out?
What about Guam?
It don't matter. I know. Yeah. I can marry your ass in Georgia.
The U.S. Virgin Islands.
Puerto Rico.
Right.
I can legally marry your ass in Georgia.
Why would you want to marry somebody?
Why not?
Is there anything that you don't do?
Sell pussy. That's the one thing I'm not going to do. Can't nobody afford me.
How much does Dion need? Like, let's say he walked up and said, it's like that Demi Moore movie.
No.
First of all,
I got money, so I don't need no money. All
right. Quisha's and I relationship would never cross that line. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I don't.
We all sell pussy, but old Quisha.
I don't sell no pussy.
Yeah, if you give it to somebody, you sell.
No, I'm giving them some pussy.
Well, they got to give you something. You don't just give broke nigga pussy.
No.
So you selling. They got to have something in return.
He give me good dick.
So you selling pussy for good dick.
Well, if you want to put it like that.
That's more of a barter.
Yeah, that's more of a barter.
If you give them gifts, they're selling pussy. If they give you gift, they buy you a purse to fuck you.
Damn it. Shit. I'm selling twisted in, y'all.
You have to go watch the YouTube video.
Oh my God, the way you said
it was the sweetest, most innocent. Oh yeah, I did get this necklace.
Well,
I told you,
Cuban
girl.
You got me.
We used to fuck for riding boots. Now we fucking for Cuban links.
I can't. We have to end there. Like that was just, that was so good.
Hey, and that's been an episode of the Pat Down here with Dia and Chris and Quisha in the house. And somebody wants some fucking tickets to see me next weekend. Carlos and April, you are the winner of the Miss Pat tickets for the Atlanta show. I see you. There. Thank you for watching another episode of the Pat Down. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode of the Pat Down. Make sure you check out my website at misspatcomedy.com for all of my social media, my tour dates, my book. Make sure you spread the word about my podcast. Please rate and review. Please rate and review and share. Thank y'all so much, y'all. I've been Miss Pat.